Welcome to the Health and Food Bloggers Podcast. I am Blessing, and here with me today is Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Blessing. So excited. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, cool. This is the show where we'll help you identify cooking tips, food recipes from around the world, and healthy feeding lifestyle. This is our very first podcast, and we are so excited to bring this show to you. What do you think, Christina?
I am too excited, Blessing. I'm so excited to start a new podcast. Thank you for having me, and we're excited to have you guys follow us on this journey of learning recipes and health facts. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, cool. Both of us are food bloggers, and I blog at www.globalfoodbook.com, where I share cooking tips and assorted recipes from all over the world. Christina, can you tell us a little bit more about your blog?
Yeah, sure. So I actually blog at www.kouzinouskitchen.com. It's Greek inspired, and I share modern and traditional Greek recipes.
Well, okay. Since you are more into Greek recipes, can you tell us what you actually prepared today, Christina?
Yes, I can. Sure. So today we are celebrating Name Day. So my boyfriend Nestor. Yeah. And I made him some cupcakes, so we're celebrating that along with cheese pies later this evening. Yeah.
Wow, so what about, yummy.
Yeah. What about you, Blessing?
Well, can I tell you, well, today here in London, I went out with my hubby for a dinner, and we had fun, loads and loads of fun. I must tell you that, aww. Christina.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you won't believe that yesterday I actually made chicken and vegetables pie, and it was...
Oh, my gosh.
So you needed to test it, Christina.
Yes, I would love to try the recipe.
Okay, cool.
All right. Okay, so I actually have a question for you, Blessing.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What is a healthy diet?
Well, I think a healthy diet is a diet which consists of the 6 classes of food, such as protein, carbohydrate, fat, mineral, vitamins, and water in the right proportion. In terms of a healthy diet, balance is the key to getting it right. This does not only involve consuming a wide variety of foods in the right proportions, but also requires consuming the right amount of food and drink to maintain a healthy body weight. Honestly, eating a balanced diet plays an important role in maintaining good health. The total recommended daily calorie intake is 15% of protein, at least 30 to 35% fat, and 50 to 55% of carbohydrates. Minerals and vitamins are derived from the different ranges of food found in these 3 main food groups. Protein promotes our body's growth and also facilitates the repair of worn out tissues. It also helps with muscle development, and it comprises of foods such as beans, meat, fish, nuts. And then carbohydrate is a rich source of energy for the human body. It includes food like rice, potatoes, pasta, spaghetti, etc. Fats are essential for the healthy functioning of our body. It is noteworthy that some fats, such as the saturated ones, are unhealthy and can pose a health hazard to our body. We should eat more unsaturated fats, more fruits and vegetables such as avocado, nuts and seeds. For vitamins, the most important ones are vitamins A, B6, B12, C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, and folic acid, which we can obtain by eating healthy balanced diet or by taking a daily multivitamin supplement. Essential minerals include iron, magnesium, sodium, calcium, selenium, potassium, and zinc. Everyone should endeavor to take at least 6 glasses of water on a daily basis. I mean, sticking to this diet plan makes up for a balanced diet, to be honest. And then, for you, Christina, I think if you can help to clarify us on why is it important for us to maintain a healthy diet, then that would be great.
Sure, Blessing. So it's important to maintain a healthy diet, mainly, well-balanced diet, along with not just physical activity. So we're talking about, you know, healthy eating includes consuming high-quality proteins. You've kind of already said that. But also including your carbohydrates, your heart healthy fats. We're talking about avocados, fish oil, that's even amazing. Vitamins, minerals, and water in the foods you take in while minimizing processed foods, saturated fats, and alcohol. The nutrients in the foods you eat support the activities of day-to-day living. They protect your cells from environmental damage, and they repair any cellular damage that might occur. vitamins play an important role to our body, but if you use these three vitamins daily, like vitamin A, E, and C, they act as antioxidants to protect your cells against toxins. B vitamin also helps you extract energy from the foods you eat. So basically, a healthy meal plan without excess calories helps you not only feel better, but can prolong your life. Also, Blessing, I have another question for you.
Okay, that's good.
How can an individual maintain a healthy eating lifestyle?
Well, basically, I think for an individual to maintain a healthy lifestyle, I mean, an individual should endeavor to eat more healthy, freshly food and cut down on processed food. Individuals should endeavor to eat more fruits and vegetables, otherwise referred to as 5 a day. I remember someone asking me a couple of days ago what 5 a day is. And when I asked the person if she has had a 5 a day, she was like, what are you talking about, Blessing? Well, 5 a day is a much advocated program introduced in countries like USA and Europe to encourage the daily intake of at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables based on World Health Organization recommendation. Fruits and vegetables are a rich source of minerals and vitamins, and everyone should endeavor to eat more quantity of these. Some other ways of maintaining healthy eating lifestyle involve avoiding high salt intake, which can increase your chances of developing high blood pressure. The recommended daily salt intake is 6 grams. Again, we should try and eat reasonable food portions. Someone might be eating only healthy food, but at the same time eating it in a very large quantity, which can lead to excessive weight gain. We need to keep a watch on the portion of food we eat so as to maintain an appropriate body weight. Some individuals are overweight, which means some of us are eating too much, more than we need, and should endeavor to eat less. And it's not just the food, to be honest. Some drinks can also be high in calories. Yeah, exactly. Some drinks can actually be high in calories, and adults need to eat and drink fewer calories in order to lose weight, even if they already eat a balanced diet. We also need to cut down on sugary food products and drinks which are high in calories. Too much calories, as we know, can cause weight gain. And then our drinking habits has to be curtailed. We all need to keep an eye on the type and amount of drink we consume. Some drinks can be detrimental to our health. We should also choose more healthier non-alcoholic drinks. However, for people that cannot survive with alcohol, drink within the recommended limit is ideal. Drinking within the recommended limit is ideal. And then we should try and avoid fatty food, which can lead to obesity and some other health-related problems. To achieve this, we need to minimize frying food. Rather, we should stick to boiling, baking, or grilling our food before eating. We should endeavor to consume only lean meat and remove any excess fat attached to the meat. Personally, before I cook my chicken or before I cook my meat, I try as much as possible to remove the skin and to trim off any excess fat. And then we should also try and use small amounts of oil for cooking food and drain any excess oil. Watch out for any hidden parts, because most of these food products, they do contain some hidden fats. I mean, food like pastries, cakes, and biscuits, we need to watch out for these hidden fats so that we don't consume them in excess. And then we should consume more of low-fat milk, cheeses, yogurt, and other dairy foods, and avoid full-fat varieties. And that's it basically for now. So, Christina, I'll tell you what. A couple of times I've heard people mention about local farmers. So can you just throw more light into why we should support local farmers, what you think local farmers are, and then their benefit to the society? Why we should support local farmers? If you can throw more light into this, then that would be awesome.
Sure, Blessing. So my main concern recently as a chef, I go to local grocery stores nearby, and I will buy produce, let's say, any vegetable, and it won't last. I've had too many problems with, it could be lettuce, it could be anything, bell peppers, and the quality to me is not great. So why personally, I have many reasons. A few of them are, when you go to a local farmer's market, you are experiencing fresh fruit and vegetables, and they're at their finest, their best quality. When you shop at a farmer's market, every produce displayed is seasonal.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Blessing, but yeah. I'm sure you've been to the local farmers markets out there.
Yes, I do.
And you know, it's amazing. They have the best quality. Yeah. Yeah, and you support your local farmers. Also, you're supporting, yeah, they're fresh and the best quality, right?
And then I'll tell you what, quite cheap. Most of their products are cheap.
Oh, yes. And that's another thing I was going to answer. They're mostly cheap. You can get so many vegetables under $20, at least for me. Here in California, we have a wide range of family farmers markets that are awesome. And I firmly believe if you buy local, you're supporting also, you know, your city. You're supporting the families and the farmers markets around you. And that way, and that way they're getting a better return for their produce. Exactly. So another few things that I have for farmers markets is they are not full of pesticides and hormones. Some grocery stores, they have, you know, they're processed and they have pesticides and hormones and such.
Mainly inorganic food.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, most food found at farmers markets are minimally processed.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that the quality that they have. And you can ask when you next time you go to your farmers market, Blessing, you can ask them, hey, where do you guys get your produce from? Where do you get your fruit or vegetables from? And they can tell you where it's sourced, which is great.
Yeah.
And the last thing that I can say about supporting farmers markets is you can learn how to cook. Most of the time, you'll find chefs there as a vendor, and they can ask you or give you, you can ask them, hey, how do I make this recipe? Or can you give me a tip on how to make a certain recipe that you're looking for the holidays? So I think that it's amazing support your local farmers market. With that being said, Blessing, I'd like to tell our audience, please check out our Facebook group called Health and Food Bloggers Mastermind, where we discuss and share knowledge on health and food related issues.
Exactly. New members are welcome to join as well.
Yes, they are definitely welcome to join.
Exactly. So, Christina, can you tell us any interesting thing you did this week?
I did a lot of interesting things. You know that about me, Blessing.
Yes, I did as well.
As a pastry chef, I am cooking all the time in the kitchen. I'm trying to do test recipes. Yes. Okay. And this past week, I'm getting prepared to actually join into a new farmer's market. So I'm making fall recipes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm just trying to... I made my own pumpkin puree, so I'm actually playing around with that in the kitchen.
Okay.
And what did you do? What was fun this week for you, Blessing?
Well, this week has been quite a busy one for me because I've been busy making videos for most of my recipes to be published very soon. And then for me as well, the drama continues again on X Factor, where all the contestants are showing off their singing skills. But last Saturday and then Sunday, I was busy watching X Factor, and I'm also very enthusiastic in seeing the contestants next week. So it's been fun, to be honest. It's been fun.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, do you enjoy watching X Factor as well?
I do. I haven't been watching it for a while, but I will definitely, now you're getting me back into it.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, thank you all for listening to our podcast. We hope you find it interesting. Please stay tuned for more podcasts. Christina, thanks for coming on board as well.
Thank you so much, Blessing, for having me. And thank you so much, you guys, for listening to us. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.